And John Kerry made a surprise appearance at last night's Red Sox-Yankees game in Boston. He threw the opening pitch, and voila, a metaphor was born. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca reports on the similarities between the Yankees and Sox to the Republicans and Democrats, and it's more than a lot of scratching and spitting.
Maybe it's a version of what psychologists call transference, a kind of false connection. Or maybe it's what the Tootsie Roll Company was speaking about when they said, "Whatever it is I think I see becomes a Tootsie Roll to me." But yesterday, more than a few Red Sox fans outside Fenway Park in Boston were seeing parallels between their team and their hometown candidate.
Parallel Yankees to Bush.
Kerry would be the underdog, the good guy.
Bush would be more like the Yankees, because it doesn't matter how much he spends or what he does, he always comes out on top.
Bert Baptiste, Jake Matogue, and Andrea Gonzalez all saw it that way. The free-spending Yankees were like the Bush candidacy, the richest in political history. None of them pointed out that the Red Sox and John Kerry are both in second place of most money ever spent to win a title. Beyond the money, and for Sox fans it's hard to get beyond the money, one adjective kept popping up in describing the Yankees and Bush.
I don't want to say he's an evil guy, but he's somewhat the less likable of the two.
Vice President Cheney and President Bush could be called the evil empire.
You know, good versus evil and all that other bull.
Evil empire, to quote Bert Baptiste, Joe Jordan, and Ramon Cortez, is what the Red Sox CEO dubbed the Yankees after a bidding war. Yankees fans laugh it off as sour grapes. Republicans also revel in this overblown rhetoric, believing it turns off moderates, like Twins fans. More parallels. John Kerry and the Red Sox both dismissed their managers after disappointing seasons in 2003. Red Sox fan Joe Jordan says neither front office decision was particularly inspired, especially the Sox, which sprang from ideas put forth in a best-selling book.
Kerry didn't come up with anything new. He was, you know, sinking fast and adopted something that worked, which is Ted Kennedy gave him his whole, you know, Stephanie Cutter, Cahill, the whole team. And so the Red Sox, you know, they read Moneyball, just as, you know, a million other people who bought the book at Barnes & Noble read it, said, hey, this might work. We're going to adopt the same approach. They didn't come up with it.
Jordan from Boston epitomizes a certain psychological phenomenon. As a Sox fan, it struck him that Bush could be compared to the Yankees, but as a probable Bush voter in November, he was having a hard time totally embracing the comparison. Also in a bind was Speaker of the New York State Assembly, Sheldon Silver, whose sympathies lie with Kerry and the Yankees. Here's the best parallel he could come up with.
We got a great lineup. John Kerry, John Edwards. Yankees have a great lineup.
Silver was pitching from the stretch with that one. He ignored the historic parallel. Kerry descends from the Boston Brahmins. Bush is the grandson of Connecticut Yankees. There's the literal. Yankees owner George Steinbrenner is a big Republican donor. And there's the geographic. Kerry's convention is here. Bush's is in New York next month. But what does this mean for the election? Well, Bush pitched a strike at Yankee Stadium during the 2001 World Series. Last night, Kerry threw out the ceremonial first pitch. He bounced it on the plate. Maybe he's saving his best stuff for the fall classic. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pascoe.